Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tzadi Gimel. We are up to Siv Beis, the second to last line on page Samech Ches. We're about to turn on to page 138. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Tzorech li zohir milasos melacha ad sheyeroo shlosha kochavim ketanim. One must wait on Motzei Shabbos before doing melacha until he is able to see three small stars. Velo yiyu mufuzarim ela ritzufim. They shouldn't be three stars that are small, that are spread out. Rather, they should be three consecutive stars. V'imhu yom ha-ma'unan, if it's a cloudy day, and he can't see the stars, so yamten ad sheyetze ha-safik milibo. He should wait until the safik goes out of his heart, that he knows that if it wasn't cloudy, he would see three small stars that are consecutive. Says the Mishabura and Sivkotam Beis, a person should wait milasas malocha ayin lekamon b'simen reish tadi tesiv yud. There we're going to see that really you should wait to do malocha till after you say havdalah, and at least till you say baruch amadam mikol shachol. Sivkotam gimel, but that should be ad sheyero, until you see three small stars. V'kodem lochein aser mishum sfeik yom. Before that time, it is aser to do malocha because it's a suffix. Maybe it's still day. Maybe it's still Shabbos. And here's a very important line of the Mishabura. Umidina sagi b'shlosha kochavim beinunim. Really, mikra din, three medium stars is good enough. Ela she'ein anu b'kiyum b'zeh. We are just not experts at the sizes of stars. V'shema hein gedolim hanirim bayom. Maybe the ones that we might think are middle-sized stars are really large stars that could even be seen during the day. Lochein anu matzrichim katanim, and therefore we have to wait for three small stars. So says the Mishabura, although the Machaber says you wait for three small stars, that's not really the Ikar Halacha. The Ikar Halacha is really medium stars, but to make sure that we're getting the right ones, we have to find the smaller ones. Sifkanda Dalit, Shlosha, Kochavim, Ketanim, three small stars. Ayin Likute Prichadosh al Yaredeya Shekasav. Look in the Likute Prichadosh in Yaredeya where he writes, Deim ha-rakia mazhir kein ora shayom. If the sky is shining like the light of the day, su lo nechshav oso hazman rak ben hashmashos, you have to assume that that time is still considered ben hashmashos. That would not be nighttime. It means even if you see the three small stars, but it's still light outside, it's still shining like the light of the day, that's considered ben hashmashos. Vehivio hagon Rabbi Kiv Eger b'chidusha b'yardea simen rei samach beiz ayin sham, and Rabbi Kiv Eger brings that down. Ubibira Akrabi Lakutov Shamkasov, the Gbira Agra writes over there, the Imnistale Kad Mimus Minkol Kipas Harakia Baoso Tsad Sheshaka Hachama. If the redness of the sky has been removed from the part of the sky where the sun sets, Ein Anu Choshishin Bameshim Asir, then we're not concerned the fact that it's a little shiny outside. If there's no redness where the sun sets, that's already going to be okay. If you see three small stars, then you're good to go. V'da'od, you should know further. This B'sefer Teferis Yisrael Perek Beis the Shabbos Matzrich Shlosha Ketanim Levad Shlosha Beinunim. A funny sheet over here. The Teferis Yisrael writes that you need to have three small stars besides three medium stars. You have to have both. V'lo yadati mekaro, says the Chavos Chaim, I don't know his source. V'ulai, and maybe, detamo shema anutoin badavar. Maybe his reasoning is that perhaps we're making a mistake in the matter. U'gedolim heim. Maybe when we think we're finding small stars, they're really large stars. L'kach anu tzrichin od kochavim ha'gedolim heim. Therefore, whenever we find stars that we think are small, you must find stars that are also larger than they are to make sure they're not large stars. Again, like we said before, you really only need medium-sized stars. But if you're going to think they're small, because that's what we really need to make sure that they're not large, so we want to find small ones, then maybe even the ones that you're thinking are small are really large. So if you see two sizes, you know for sure the smaller ones that you are seeing are possibly small ones. At the worst, they're medium ones. So therefore, possibly that's the pshat in the Tiferes Yisrael, that you want to find three small stars, three medium stars. That way you know for sure that your small ones are not gedolim, and therefore that would really end Shabbos. According to what the Shari Tshuva brings down, B'shein Amat Yehud and the Birkei Yosef, Nicha Divrei HaTiferes Yisrael B'Pshitus. then the words of the Tiferes Yisrael are very simply understood. And note number 10 explains that, Shehisbar b'divrayim, they explain, Shema shekosav ha-shulchan aruch le'el, that which the Mechaber says earlier, Shele kriya shema shel ha-layla hitzrichu gimel kochavim ketanim, that with a kriya shema at night, you need to have three small stars. Hakavana b'dvarav, the intention of his words is, Shakochavim ha-beinunim b'tchila nirim keketanim, that medium stars start off looking small in the sky, and then as it gets darker, they start looking a little bit larger. After that time, then smaller stars come out. You have to wait for the second round. So according to that pshat, it's not the pshat that we're looking at different sized stars to guarantee it. You see small stars, mitchila, you have to wait. Because maybe those are the ones that are really going to become medium-sized, and then the real small ones are going to come out afterwards. So according to that, we can understand that the Tiferes Yisrael b'pshita, so you have to wait for medium and for small. Ulam, however, says the Mishabur in the fourth line on page 138, the other achronim don't bring down this idea of having two-sized stars. And it could be if the other places in the sky it is cloudy. You can't see other stars. You only see three small stars. Then you can believe in according to everyone. You want to be machmir like Tiferes Yisrael to find small and medium. But if it's cloudy and all you find is small ones, then for sure you can rely on those small stars. And it appears to me, according to what the Gra said, and we mentioned this before, the Ba'inu Shiestalik Hadmimus, we need to remove the redness, min kol kipas harakia, from the whole arch of the sky, ba'oso tzad sheshoka achama, on the whole side that the sun has set, va'oz mo'il ha'shlosha kochavim, and then it helps out the three stars, nirid the mo'il oz b'shlosha kochavim ketanim levad. When you reach the point of the Gra, so then it would be okay just to have three small stars. If you look at note number 11, he writes, if you see 10 stars in the sky, the Orchos Rabbeinu heard b'shem the Chazonish, sha'oz vaday sheyesh kvar gimel kochavim ketanim. If you see just 10 stars in the sky, you could assume you already saw three small stars and you are good to go. Says the Mishaburis of Katanhei, the Mechaber said they can't be scattered about. The three small stars have to be ritzufim, they have to be consecutive. Says the Mishaburim, Mishum Tosef Shabbos. The reason we want it to be one after the other near each other is because we want you to add on time to Shabbos. That's a little bit of a later time. The same thing would be if you see three random small stars that are scattered about. And you just wait a little bit longer. You don't necessarily see three consecutive stars. You see three scattered stars, but you wait a few extra minutes. Mutter lasas malacha. Then you could also start doing malacha. Because the whole reason the ikr that we want the consecutive stars is just with Tosefa Shabbos. The kevan shehim temat hari hosef. And once you waited a little bit, you already got your Tosefa Shabbos, lav dafka, that you need the three consecutive stars. Sivkatan vav. The last point the Mechaber said is if it was a cloudy day, you should wait until the suffix leaves from your heart. Says the Mishabura, Mashalo zocha shulchan aruch shiyamten ashir dalad milin, me'ez tchilas ashkia. That which the Mechaber here doesn't say you have to wait 72 minutes, so the time it takes to walk 4 mil from the beginning of Shia to know when Shabbos is over, like he paskened earlier like a Benutam, it could be we're dealing in a case where you weren't able to figure out because it was a cloudy day, so you don't know how to calculate the dala milin from when it got Shkia, because you don't know exactly when Shkia was, and therefore you're focusing specifically on the stars. Sivkatan Zion, you have to wait until the suffix goes out from your heart. V'im yeshlo mora shos shaholeich b'tova, if you have a good watch. V'odeya b'birur, and you know clearly, shahaya esmo b'zeh hazman laila p'yadin. You know exactly what time Laila was the night before based on the stars. Tehainu shlosha kochavim ketanim. You calculated an exact time based on your clock when nighttime was yesterday. Three stars. So nirid yuchal lismo chazed appears that you can rely on that same time tonight. V'chein kasev Birkei Yosef, the yuchal lismo chamora shows. The Birkei Yosef writes the same thing, that you can rely on a clock for the timing. Now there is one bir halacha I'd like to point out, and that is on the very bottom of page Samech Tes. We said you have to wait for shlosha kochavim ketanim. Ayin la'el b'slim and reish samech al b'bir halacha b'divra maskel shahu b'sof hadibur. Look in the bir halacha way back in reish samech aleph at the end where we wrote, Shebirarnu, we clarified the Afla Shitas Agra. Even according to the Gra that says Bein Hashmashos is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, it's right after Shkia for 13 and a half minutes, even according to that more lenient Shita of when Seisach HaChavim is, Yesh Leizar Bazeh, you still have to be concerned and you have to wait for three small stars. Why? Mishum de Bibidinos Seinu Shenotin Letzat Safon, in our Medinos, in Europe he's talking about, where we're leaning a little bit towards the north, Habein Hashmashos Marich Tamid Yoser. Bein Hashmashos is always going to be longer than that time of the Gra. Ve'ein lanu siman acher lelaila zulos hakochavim. We have no other sign to know when it's going to be Laila without the stars. And therefore, you really have to wait for three small stars, even according to the Shitas Agra. Ve'ra'isi anoshim ha-mahajim b'chanukah. And I have found people that are being mahajim by Chanukah. Lotzeis das ha-gra lahadlik ha-neiros behektim achar shkia. They want to satisfy the Shita of the Gra. They want to light early, a little bit after shkia. Shatolin Badover, they make a great mistake over here. Umizarzin Atzman Gam b'motzei Shabbos. And they're Mizaris themselves, even on Motzei Shabbos, Ba'ot Shalochosha Chayom Lagami, before it gets totally dark, before they see three stars, they want to chat the Shita of the Gra, Lagabi Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, Visomchen Atzman al Shita Sagra, and they're relying on the Shita of the Gra, Da'bein Ashmashos, Enu Aruch Kol Kach Yadua, the Shita of the Gra, 13 and a half minutes, it's a very short amount of time at the Shkia. That's already says, they want to chat a Rain. Hadlokas der Chanukah. So they wait for the earliest month for Shabbos, which is a Shita of the Gra, but it's a mistake. Aval Utos, it's a mistake. Then Gimel Kochavim Tzarech Lukul Yalma. Kazat Lachavis Chayim, you need to have three stars according to everyone. The Ain Anu Bekiyim Bebeinunim Vetzarech Ketanim. Again, we don't know what Beinunim are. We need Ketanim. Kemosha Pasa B'Shulchan Aruch. The Zeus HaSimen HaMufok LaLailo. That is the clear simen that it's night. Kedisa Brachos Dabez V'Shabbos Lamenhei U'Megil Lachav V'Kodem Lachain HaVeSafik Laila. Therefore, forget your reasons for their Chanukah to light early on Motzei Shabbos, and make sure you see three small stars, and don't just rely on the Shita of the Gra, because even the Gra Shita, really, in the places where they were in Europe, is later than the 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, Mishu Onus, a person who is in a case of Ones, he has a difficult situation. For example, he has to go do a Dvar Mitzvah right after Shabbos, so he goes and he waits by the edge of the Tchum for Shabbos to end so he can go do the Mitzvah. So Yochol Hispalol Shem Motzoi Shabbos Miplag HaMincho Lamalo. He's able to daven Mariv of Motzoi Shabbos during the day on Shabbos after Plag. Ulahavdil Miyod, he could daven Mariv and he could do Havdalah after Plag. Avalo yivarech al haner, but he should not make the brach on the ner. V'chein osur ba'asiyas melocha, obviously is also osur to do melocha asiyas agachavim. So this heter, a person is in a rush to go do the dvar mitzvah after Shabbos, he wants to go by the tchum and wait there to zoom out right when Shabbos is over, so he's allowed to daven early and make havdalah earlier without a ner, so that he's ready to go do the dvar mitzvah right after Shabbos. Obviously he cannot do melocha then. The Ramah ends off and says, v'nohogim lomer v'hu rachum u'baruchu barichas no. The minhag is to say v'hu rachum and baruchu motzei Shabbos with an elongated tune, kidei lahosif meichol ala kodesh, in order to extend the day of Shabbos, to extend Shabbos a little bit later. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Ches, kegon shetzarach, he has to go for dvar mitzvah, hainu shaholich mi beiso mi bod yom. He's leaving his house while it is still daytime on Shabbos, ad sof hatchum, till the edge of the tchum, v'yoshev shom ad ho'erev, and he's going to wait there until nightfall so he can go quicker to his dvar mitzvah, kedei shemiyad sheyechshach, in order that, right when it gets dark, yelech l'dvar mitzvah nochutzlo, he can go right ahead and do this mitzvah that he is rushing to do. Umayri shesham lo yimtza lo kos l'havdala lo. We're obviously discussing a case where there won't be a kos there for Havdalah. Otherwise, he has no reason to do it after Plag. Do it already right when nightfall happens if you have a kos over there. But he's going to Mashal al-Tchum, he has nothing there. So therefore, before he leaves his house to go to the Tchum, he can have Mariv and he can make Havdalah on a kos. Sivkot and Tes, Yochol. Very important, Mishabura. Umikom makom, even though that is the ikra halacha, still kasu achron lachronim right to ain lasos king. One should not do this. Don't daven mariv early on Motzei Shabbos. Don't daven on Shabbos the Motzei Shabbos davening. The dover tamua hula rabim. It's a very strange thing for the rabim to see. Not only that, gam shema yavo l'hokel b'malacha. We're worried that if a person is going to start davening mariv of Motzei Shabbos on Shabbos, he might come to do malacha, which is obviously usher. If you look at note 15, he writes, V'af ben mikra sheim lo yavdil mi bo'od yom, lo yis afshar lo lahavdil ela b'yom shlishi. A person is in a situation that he has two choices. Either he can make Havdalah while it's still day on Shabbos, which we see here is the Ikra Halacha, or he knows he's not going to be able to make Abdullah till Tuesday. Kasa l'kamod, and Mishabua writes later on, Sha'odif shi'avdil b'yom shlishi v'lo b'shabes b'od yom. It's so serious that you shouldn't take this mahalach. The Mishavura says, better to wait for Abdullah till Tuesday than do it a little bit early on Shabbos before Shkia after Plaga Mincha. If you look at the end of note 15, just a very interesting thing, halach l'maisa, Misha noik ishitas Rabbeinu Tam b'zman tzeis haShabbos. One who waits 72 minutes, he waits Rabbeinu Tam after Shabbos, v'rotze l'shmoa havdolo kodim shi'egia z'man zeh, mimi she'enu noik l'chakos l'zman Rabbeinu Tam, and he's about to hear, he's at someone else's house. He wants to make Havdalah earlier, so you wait 72 minutes, you're going to hear Havdalah from someone else who ends Shabbos earlier at 60 minutes. So, Shomaz Amarabah Paskin, Shayocho Lotzes Al Yodo Yidei Chovas Havdalah. You can't be Yotze Yerchiyav Havdalah through that person. Even though the listener is not able to drink from the Koshal Bracha, Shari Ein Zem Akev, the drinking Zem Akev, so even though we're learning over here in the Mishabura, you shouldn't make Abdullah mibod yom, but if you wait Rabbeinu Tam, you're at someone's house, he's making Abdullah earlier, that's okay, you can be Yotze Abdullah. At his time, it's really Tesa Gochavim, according to many Shitas, you happen to be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, you can be Yotze with his Abdullah then. Continues the Mishabura, the third line is of Katan Tes. Besides not doing this mahalach of davening earlier because it looks strange to people, and also you might come to be lenient lagabi malacha, b'prapia menu, specifically nowadays, to nuhogim lasos tamid kirabonim, that we always follow the shita of the rabbonim, the machlokas rabbonim, Rabbi Yehuda, shemispalim mincha re'eret, that we daven mincha all the way till shkia, till night. So we make all the way till Shkia considered daytime. B'vadai midina osur lahaktim mariv b'motzei Shabbos. So, after Plaga Mincha is still daytime. Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after Plag is nighttime. But we normally go like the Rabbanon. We daven Mincha much later than Plag. So if we go like the Rabbanon, even a different day, you really should not be davening Mariv earlier after Plag. And therefore, there are serious halachic ramifications over here to avoid this practice. If you normally follow the Rabbanon, you daven Mincha during that time, you should not be davening Mariv during that time. Aye, early Shabbos, so Zakta Mishabura, the after the Erev Shabbos, Yesha Mekilin, even though we know there are those who are Mekil on Friday evening, you don't normally daven Mariv after Plag, but to make Shabbos early, we do daven after Plag. Hainu mishun de mitzvah lehosev meichol al kodesh. That's because you're adding on. You're making Shabbos early. You're adding on from the chol to the kodesh. Mashenke b'motzei Shabbos. See, if anything, you're doing the opposite. You're ending Shabbos earlier in some way. So this is not a great eitzah to do. Even though we are lenient on erev Shabbos, on motzei Shabbos, it is not a good idea. So although the Mechaber brings it down, the Mishabura is very strongly stating that this is not a great mahalaf to take. And finally, sivkata nudur lahavdil miyad. So we said, following this eitz of the Mechaber, you're in a rush to go mashrecha l'tchum for dvar mitzvah right after it gets dark. You daven Mariv earlier, as long as it's after Plag, and you make Havdalah. Of course, you don't make the bracha on the Nair. The Mishabura says, mikomokom yamtim milikros kriyashma ad seis l'kochavim. The way the Mishabura brings it down, you should wait. You should not say kriyashma. You daven Mariv, say shmonesei, but don't say kriyashma. According to the Ramah, in this case, as we know, you would say kriyashma with the Shemar Esrei, you would just repeat Kriya Shema later. The way the Mishabura brings it down is you don't say Kriya Shema at all. Our minhag would be, in that case, to say Kriya Shema, to say Shemar Esrei, daven a regular Mariv, and just to repeat the Kriya Shema later after the proper Zman. That concludes the Mireish Sadi Gimel, Mirtz Shem tomorrow. We're going to begin Reish Sadi Dala, the halachos of Havdalah B'Tfila, Atachan Antanu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.